The surprise and shock, I think, for ZANU-PF in losing the draft constitution referendum in 2000 indicated, firstly, that the issue of the constitution has become something of is leitmotif a phrase? Something like that, that is somewhat consciously inherent in Zimbabwean citizens. As soon as there's suspicion that it's a manipulative document, people tend to mobilize against it. So, to allay your fear, yes, the constitution will be manipulated on a regular basis by political parties. It will be manipulated, even in trying to reform it, by some civil society organizations that are biased. But what you can't take away from the people of the country is that ability to give a verdict, which is democratic practice. So, no matter who manipulates it, ensure that at least the verdict is respected. Don't judge the verdict on what you know about constitutionalism if you're a constitutional law expert, or if you have a law degree, or you have been taught human rights in London, or whatever it is, or at Center for Civil Studies somewhere. Just understand that we are all citizens, and on the Constitution, no matter how naive I might seem and be about it, yeah, I must understand it. But even more importantly, is the issue of why don't you just do it right for once? I mean, just why must you have it all becoming this whole big political process?